This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
False number. Now, this is just my hunch, but based on a lot of conversations with a lot of people that do this, because a lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. Personally, I would say the number is way under 1%.
We have hundreds of people who are voluntarily quarantined, and we're monitoring them on a regular basis through our Department of Health. And the fact is, we're seeing that people take that seriously, very seriously, that they are following the rules of the quarantine, and they're staying in touch with the folks we have.
The three patients are residents of Montgomery County. They include a married couple in their 70s and another individual in their 50s. In all three of these cases, the virus was contracted during overseas travel.
All right, so we're talking about the coronavirus, of course, and there were a couple of different comments in there. You might not have recognized the voices. The last one was the governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, who talked about an emergency in Maryland after the three positive cases. Before that, Mayor Bill de Blasio, New York, talking about the hundreds of people that have been self-quarantined, and, of course, the president and his hunch that it's under 1%. It is all about the numbers. And the numbers are ugly in some cases. The Dow was nasty. It plunged 970 points. Stocks with their wild swings with the fear over the coronavirus. So once again, that's where we start, y'all. Back to the dreaded virus that has us all captivated and should, because it is about what happens in your backyard and mine, and can we go out? Are our friends quarantined? Is anyone we know worried about getting the coronavirus? What's it all about? And that's what we're here to talk about. Kate Delaney, my name, and this show's been around for 15 years. Can you believe it? We've talked about different outbreaks in the past, but this one feels very, very different to me. COVID-19. Here's a scary one for you. I've been over the Golden Gate Bridge a couple of times, once on a bike, once in a car, and once on foot. There's a cruise ship that has in its sights the Golden Gate Bridge. It's about an arm's length from San Francisco, and the number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Washington State, which ballooned up to 70, were also a reminder of what's going on the West Coast. But this cruise ship is intriguing because here we go again with people who were stuck on this boat, 3,500 people. There were helicopters flying over the cruise ship dropping test kits because of the concern of the people on board who may have it, how many might have it, and many of them giving interviews through the miracle of Skype to various news organizations and talking about the fact that they fully expect they could get it. This was the Grand Princess Cruise, and it's off that coast of California, like I said. So you see the Golden Gate Bridge right there. They're waiting for the test results. Then they have to decide, they being health officials, I'll call them, they have to decide what happens to the people on this floating petri dish. We've seen this before in Japan. Do they get off the boat? Are they quarantined on the boat? What do they do? You know, they lowered those test kits on the 951-foot Grand Princess by rope, as it just was floating right there off of Northern California. They're saying the results will be available by Friday at some point, but they believe people have been exposed to the virus after sailing with 62 passengers who company officials say had previously been on a voyage with a man who eventually died from the virus. It cannot make you feel good. And there was a woman that did an interview with somebody, and I happened to catch it, where she was on the boat with her two 80-year-old parents. And remember, age and your immune system play a part in what happens when you get COVID-19. More events are being canceled. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're canceling non-essential travel for their employees. In fact, they sent out an internal email that said, with the subject line, protecting your health and safety during COVID-19 response. And they were letting everybody know that people who could do their work telework-wise would be able to do that. So we're seeing a lot of different things happen. In some drugstores, you can't even get wipes anymore because everybody's run out to get the hand sanitizers, but yet we forget about the phones. I mentioned the stock market. It is always like being in the middle of a game of craps. However, the yo-yo effect gives you whiplash at this point. You heard about Maryland in their first cases, but Colorado's governor, Jared Polis, also tweeted that the state had two presumptive positive cases of the virus, too. So there's where all your concerns come from. And in many cases, like I talked about Washington right at the top, if you went to the Space Needle today, boy, you would have gotten in and probably had a ride up to the top just by yourself. At Pike's Market, famous in Seattle, nobody, usually jammed with tourists and other people. Because, of course, the death toll, 11 of them in Washington. I know there's people listening to us there. 51 of the confirmed cases are in King County, and that is Seattle, where 10 of the deaths have occurred, and many came from that life care center of Kirkland. Saw the saddest thing ever. There was a woman, I was looking at Seattle news, and there was a woman whose mother was at the care center, and she said, you know, my mother was alive last week, and in the middle of the night she died. She was totally healthy, and now she's gone, because this is what's happened there especially. Pretty scary. In California, a death, and once you have the death, somebody dies, that makes it even more dire for people, where the panic, I think, ratchets up a little bit. And I talked about a medical screener actually getting testing positive for COVID-19. They've got 53 cases of COVID-19. So in Los Angeles, they declared a state of emergency for the virus, stressing they were acting out of an abundance of caution, but not panic. So panic is the word that gets thrown around. Should there be panic over the coronavirus, or should there not? With the cases ballooning, it is disconcerting, and of course it means people are more isolated. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus death rate is 3.4%. 3.4%, you heard what the president said about the percentages, so they're saying it's much higher than that. He says he thinks the 3.4% is a false number, and said it's just his hunch based on conversations with a lot of people that do that, because a lot of people will have this and it's very mild, very mild. All right, when we come back, Elizabeth Warren steps away. So then there were two white men running for president on the Democratic side of the aisle. We're talking about it with you on the flip side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now. Anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
I will not be running for president in 2020, but I guarantee I will stay in the fight for the hardworking folks across this country who've gotten short end of the stick over and over. That's been the fight of my life, and it will continue to be so.
All right, that's Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts. She didn't win her home state. She knew it was bleak and bounced out of the race. The questions started to abound about women and politics, and will we ever see a female president? I've gotten a bunch of emails asking me if I think we'll ever see a female president, be it Democrat or Republican or independent. Frankly, many of you asked me that, not even bringing into the politics of the party necessarily, but bringing in the politics of, I guess, gender, that other countries have had female presidents or prime ministers, and how come we haven't? And the answer is things have changed and flipped, and who is that person? And I would like to think if the right person is there and runs, that they get backed, and that that there could be a woman president, and it's not blowback. Somebody asked me, do you think it's blowback from other women that are just hating other women, women haters hating women? And people have different fixed mindsets. So could there be females that feel that way? Of course there could be. Could there be men completely backing the idea of having a female president, liking the idea, liking the different leadership style or whatever? Of course. I mean, I think there are lots of reasons for that. That's what I would say. But in this case, if it's about numbers, that's the deal. So this is how parties elect people or get the nomination anyway. And so to get the nomination, you have to have the delegates. And if you don't have the delegates and then you're going through money like wildfire during fire season in California, then you make that decision that we're not going to get this. So as much as we want to stay in it, we can't stay in it. Look at everybody else that dumped out of this. You could see, though, I watched her impromptu, I'll call it, newser, and she was pretty upset. I mean, she definitely, I think, felt optimistic about her chances of representing the Democrats, and especially, you know, if she had won or even come in a close second, maybe she would have stayed in it. I don't know if that still would have made her viable, but she wasn't viable after that and knew it, and now, you know, deals with it, and we'll see who she ends up supporting and whether or not she somehow favors into this, falls into favor some other way. I mean, would she be picked as a VP candidate? I mean, who is Biden's running mate going to be? I think it's Biden, but let's just play the game of Bernie Sanders or Biden. Would either one of them have her as the running mate or not? And I don't know. Would she do it? And, of course, that's why I think also who she backs would certainly matter. So mathematically, that's what the scoop is. I'll tell you one of the most shocking things, because now we've seen everybody drop out pretty much right in a row. You know, Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, and in the last 6-7 days, Mike Bloomberg. It's crazy to think, and I just saw a wild statistic. If you're listening to me, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, sick of it all. Just from the numbers point of view, I want you to hear this. And I don't know why. This is a crazy reverse engineering thing. A stat. I wish I had come up with it myself. I saw it on something I was watching. But Mike Bloomberg spends nothing to him but $500 million just on ads. $500 million. And somebody put it this way. If Bloomberg had given everybody in this country $1 million, he would still have money left over. So instead of blowing that on running for president, if he handed out money, like, I'm going to give every American $1 million, he really could have given every American, meaning families, could have given every American family $1 million and still wouldn't have spent the amount that he spent on a do-nothing campaign where he had no prayer of winning the nomination, or at least in my opinion, he had no prayer of it ever. And just, wow, put that, just wrap your mind around that. That you're a billionaire where it's pocket change. You spend it easily all over the place. My house got pelted with flyers for some reason. I don't know why. I get all these political calls from all kinds of people, but I don't usually get flyers on doors. And I got a bunch of Bloomberg stuff. I think they just, I said this in a previous show, they just pelted the entire neighborhood. I don't even know that they couldn't have been looking at rolls. They were just putting them all out. So he spent the money for sure. And imagine if people had gotten a check for $1 million. I don't know. Pretty interesting. So now it's about Biden, and now it's about Bernie Sanders. And I would say, as we go to this next round coming up next week, you know, Sanders would have to have a spike somewhere, or when it doesn't make sense, whether he wants to or not, I don't know why he would stick in this. And I would say that he won't. I think he would bounce out, and to me it seems like it's inevitable that it's Biden. In fact, the president, who was doing a town hall with Fox in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is Joe Biden territory where he's from, he said that he was really preparing for Sanders, and that he said, in the only way he can say it, because there isn't a filter, he said, no, I was preparing that. He's a communist, and I was going to say this. And, you know, he was mentally set to battle Sanders, but he said it would be very hard for him to come back. And I agree with that. He knows it'll be very hard for him to come back. So it's most likely going to be Joe Biden And then, of course, with Biden, I think you're going to see massive headbutting between the two. The presidential debates would be pretty interesting to watch. And there couldn't be more, in some ways, polar opposites than the two of them. And I would say Hunter Biden is going to be absolutely in the crosshairs of this for the president's campaign team, and Burisma and what happened in the Ukraine and all of that will be something that will be dredged over and over and over. It'll come up a lot. If you remember, Joe Biden didn't want to talk about it, said he didn't want to talk about it, but this is going to be something that will be front and center if they go and end up going toe-to-toe, which is what I think happens. Clearly, after watching Super Tuesday, I, again, don't believe numbers-wise that there's going to be anybody but Biden that's left standing in the end. That's who it's going to be. So I think it's going to be our incumbent president, Trump, versus the Democratic nominee, who will be Biden. And then it's just a question of who is the running mate going to be. Do they play anything in part into this, or what happens there? Hey, coming up on the show, I wanted to tell you we're going to take you to the movies. Whew. On the lighter side, there might be a movie you like or two. I'm going to mention some. And also before that, Manshore's coming on. So, yeah, the Hubs is going to pay a visit to the show. And I want to mention an update on the people in Tennessee. Sadness for those salt-of-the-earth peeps in Tennessee. I've spent some time there. I have family that live in Tennessee for most of their lives, some really close family members, and so I got a chance to spend some time there. I really liked Nashville and the surrounding area, but that Tennessee tornado was an EF4. That's the one that hit Putnam County, 170-mile-an-hour winds, and that's why so many died there, 18 people. And that was a nice, like, you looked at the area, you could tell, nice area where it looked like people had lived there, and I don't know that for sure, but certainly there were stories. But you had people that had lived there for a while and knew each other, and you could see how so many of the houses were just shattered. And then there were a few that were still somehow left standing or just had a roof or something missing from them. And then there's stories about the people who were inside, because the Twisters smashed down and did that devastating damage in the middle of the night. So you had so many people that were sleeping. You had 88 people, because people forget about this, you had 88 people that were injured, some of them critically. And of the 18 people killed, and this was a 2-mile-long path of destruction that damaged about 100 structures, 5 children were under the age of 13. I mean, to say that area is in mourning and feel that grief would be an understatement. I think they're still in massive shock there. So our hearts really go out to them. Coming up next, Manshore, a.k.a. the Hubs, talk about a few different things. He's in the wings, and he'll join us on the mic next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New York, National Guard troops have been dispatched to New Rochelle, where there are now more than 100 cases of the coronavirus. Also, in Washington State, where 25 of the 30 U.S. deaths have occurred, the governor is imposing some of the strictest requirements in the country for older adults at all long-term facilities in the state, including limiting visitors to one per day, requiring visitors to wear special protective gear, and screening employees for symptoms before each shift. Governor Jay Inslee.
If there are 1,000 people infected today, in 7 or 8 weeks, there could be 64,000 people infected in the state of Washington if we don't somehow slow down this epidemic.
Adults 60 and over are at a higher risk for the virus, especially those with chronic medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's a certain element of misogyny that is there, and some of it isn't really mean-spirited. It just isn't their experience. Many of them will tell you they had a strong mom, they have strong sisters, they have strong daughters, but they, you know, they have their own insecurities, I guess you would say.
All right, so that's the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. We've got Manchur with us, a.k.a. the Hubs. And, of course, she's talking about, been asked about Elizabeth Warren. There's been this conversation about women and getting elected to the highest office in the land. So I'll ask you the question, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, do you think in our lifetimes, and, of course, we don't know how long we're going to live, but in our lifetime, do you think we'll see a woman president?
I don't know.
See, I've been asked this question. I've been getting some emails from people about this. And my answer to that question is I don't think so. I just, for women, the gender ish, the whole gender issue is we're behind as far as other countries are concerned. And I think there are plenty of men that respect women and would elevate women to leadership positions and have, and I've been the beneficiary in my career of that, and I've also been stopped because of it, but I've always had great men that have tried to help me. But politics is a whole different thing, and I just, you're saying I don't know. know, and I'm saying I don't believe so. I don't think we'll see it. But who knows? Things can change. I mean, I think it'll be a long time. Elizabeth Warren said that we'll see the next 4 years. I don't think that happens in 4 years. And, of course, it depends on what happens with the election, et cetera, and what's going on, I guess, in the country. But it is an interesting question, and that comes up because of the fact that, she is out of the race now. I was talking about the coronavirus and the markets, and I was talking about the fact that now you have another cruise ship that is just basically floating around Northern California, and you see the Golden Gate Bridge right behind it. They're going to have to make decisions on that, and they're doing testing there. Pretty scary what happens on these cruise ships. You and I have never gone on a cruise, and we've never really even talked about it. Does it kind of lessen your desire to want to go on a cruise?
Most definitely, yes. There was a time when I thought it would be kind of fun to do a short cruise, but I think all those people packed together with all that food and all those germs, norovirus and everything, now the coronavirus and everything else you can get, I don't know.
Yeah, the norovirus is terrible. And when I was at the virologist conference in Grenada, I took the show there years ago, I don't know, 6 years ago, whatever it was. And when I talked to those doctors, and you saw the cruise ships that were coming in, they talked about that because people don't wash their hands. And it could take one person. It doesn't have to be the whole place not washing hands and stuff. But you're touching everything and surfaces, and those germs are everywhere. So I agree with you. While it seems, and I know people that love cruises, swear by going on cruises, and this doesn't even change their mind, but to me it just adds to that whole thing of, like you said, of what can happen on cruises. So no Disney cruise in our future.
Seems like the bigger the cruise ships get, the more outbreaks they have. So I think if you want to go on a cruise, take a small boat.
Yeah, that's what I think. They have those river boat cruises. They're smaller. That's what I think. Do a smaller one instead of the bigger one, because now they have those giant... they're like cities. They're so, so big. Some companies are taking a beating because of the coronavirus. The hospitality industry is getting clobbered, meaning restaurants and hotels and all that, and attractions and events and whatnot. But others are doing better. Like Costco is saying that they're getting a lot of strong growth, and they're seeing that things have shot up, and they think that part of that is because of the coronavirus, that shoppers are, stocking up on everything there, from the supplies they need to Campbell's soup, food, that kind of stuff. So how about that? Isn't it interesting how one horrific thing that happens is disastrous for so many people and so many companies, but yet others are flourishing?
Sure, that's always the way it is.
Right, like wartime, right? Mm-hmm. When you have ammunition and, whatever it is, that planes, etc., Boeing or whoever it is, does well, but then other people don't do as well. And a lot of that has to do with food, so like even peanut butter, that kind of stuff, that they've all, the stock prices have shot up, and because that's what people are, stocking up on, I guess, so there you go. A couple of other things that I thought it'd be fun to kind of talk about, to kind of get away from the coronavirus for a second, is how about this? As much as we can criticize singers or movie stars for stuff they do or tweet, or why do we even care what their political opinions are? I don't get that. But you got to hand it to them when, like Taylor Swift, she certainly doesn't need any money, loves Tennessee. She donated $1 million for the Tennessee tornado relief. It's terrible what's happened to the people in Tennessee.
Yeah, 25 is a lot of deaths for a tornado. A lot of times tornadoes are really devastating, but they don't take that many lives, usually, amazingly, for whatever reason. But this one hit at night, and people were sleeping, and it really took a big toll.
a really big toll. Sad. I just mentioned before you came on how many kids there were, just too many kids that were under, five kids under 13 that were killed. And then, of course, there's the one thing we haven't talked about that much is the fact that you have people that are in critical condition, you know, people that were injured as a result. You know, as a result of what happened with the tornadoes, just right there, horribly in the middle of the night. You and I have been, well, we've been walking, right? And I went for a walk with the dog without you the other day, and ran into a couple of coyotes. And I posted something on Instagram. In fact, Grim, who listens to the show, had some comments on it, and they came out of this little wooded area, and there was two of them. I swear they ran like horses. It scared us to death when we looked over and saw that. But people were telling me, watch out for the coyotes because they try to trap their prey, and if they're hungry enough, just because you have a big dog can still be attacked by the coyotes. What do you know about coyotes?
I know it's never good when they're not afraid of humans in the daylight, and they don't act afraid, so walk the other way and watch yourself. So,
yeah, and that's, I took video of it, because then, you know, he circled back around, but I was far enough away at that point to do it and felt comfortable enough to do it, but it was really crazy to see, like I said, how quick they move. And I know there's people listening all over the country that have the phenomenon of different animals that come out. We know the people in Florida and in New Orleans and other places, when you get too close to the gators are all of a sudden in your backyard, even in your house, or even in your swimming pool. And I used to think that, well, that's just an anomaly, but it's not. It's because we're encroaching on where they live, and maybe there's some of that with these, you know, coyotes. But you and I have seen in our area, we've had some pretty crazy things happen. We've got bobcats and other wildlife that seem to be coming up, and I guess that's partly when you live by a creek or water.
Yeah, we get a lot of bobcats are the main problem in the neighborhood, is attacking small dogs and jumping over fences, even if they're privacy fence is 9 feet tall, they can easily scamper up one of those fences and get over the other side and be there and gone in a number of seconds and injure a little dog and be on their way.
About, you know, when we talk about computers, and you and I have a couple of different computers in the house, I've been reading stories about ransomware and how people, when they get attacked and they get demanded, they pay it. That they even have insurance for this, because they what can they do? Do you get locked out? And how it's brilliant, devious, and sick that people get away with this. I don't understand why they can't track them.
Yeah, it's usually municipalities lately that have been getting hit the most with the ransomware attacks, because they know that they'll just have to pay it and no one's coming to their rescue. You know, these small cities and small towns that have the money to pay it, but they don't have the money to fight it, or, and there's nothing really they can do for whatever reason. You just have to pay those ransomware attacks, or have your data stolen.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Having the data stolen is disastrous, right? But if somebody is demanding, like, look at this, demanding $470,000, and this is in, you know, Lake City, Florida. That happened to them, and their computers, they said they had to make a tough choice. I was reading a story about it. Pay the hackers or restore the systems on their own, because it was hijacked, the government's computer network, and they held it hostage for weeks. Which meant they phone lines, email, utility records, all that stuff gets messed up, right?
Yep. Now insurance companies are negotiating with the hackers directly, so the city only had to pay the $10,000 deductible.
crazy. All right, strange man chore segment, but always fun. Thanks, Pauly. We move on. Coming up next, we're going to take you to the movies. What's the latest that's showing? We're going to tell you next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to you, call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my friends.
Time to go to the movies, and there's some interesting movies that are out that might do okay. You know what's happening in the movie industry? Affected by the coronavirus, some of the releases of the movies are being, well, one we know for sure, but there's discussion about others. So the No Time to Die movie has been moved. The release time has been moved, and the delay, they say, is going to cost $30 million, but because of the concern of the virus and people not wanting to go see it, the producers decided we're going to just take this franchise movie and we're going to release it at a different time. So instead, it's going to be released now, they're saying, in November of 2020 as a result of the virus, because the official date for the film to hit the theaters was going to be April. And here we are in March, and the film is getting ready for premieres. And now with this fears, they decided, well, you know, that's going to mess up our premiere, all that other stuff, people going to theaters, who knows what that does. So this is the first of that kind of a movie that's been delayed. And traditionally, big movies come out, like there's a Wonder Woman film that's supposed to come out in July. They come out in the spring, summertime, you know, late spring, May, really almost to the beginning in the summer, and this was one that was going to beat the bunch a little bit. But now, instead, the next James Bond movie, No Time to Die, gets delayed. This movie almost didn't happen, and this is one we're going to talk about. Ben Affleck's movie, The Way Back, this is the movie that he stars in. His wife apparently helped save that movie. She called the director, Gavin O'Connor, and he talked about it in an interview where what happened was Affleck, who struggles with alcoholism, ended up going to rehab, and the studio thought the movie was over, but his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, called up and, you know, kind of pleaded with him and said, you know, don't pull the plug, he really wants to do it. And I guess her pleas worked and swayed them enough to wait for him. So he had about a week of detoxing because he went off the deep end, and the director spent a day with him, and they decided that he had recovered and he was going to get his sobriety on track, and they were going to do, you know, this. They were going to end up doing this movie. So The Way Back is the first movie that we're going to look at, and this stars Ben Affleck. Take a listen.
What's going on with you? What's new?
Not much.
I hate the idea of you down there by yourself all the time. Just drinking.
I'm fine. I appreciate it. But it's not fine.
Ever since I heard the howl of wind.
And I suppose you're wondering why I called you over here.
I didn't need to go where a Bible went.
Our basketball coach had a heart attack the other night. We need a new coach, Jack.
And you know your gifts seem heaven sent.
Is the team any good?
No. The last time they made the playoffs, back when you were playing.
Line up. You're Marcus, right?
That's right.
How many threes did Marcus make last year?
A percentage of 26.
Yeah. Want to know why they're leaving you open? It's because they don't think you could hit the ocean from the beach.
Oh, yo, he just spit facts at your ass, bro.
I don't know how you have
to. So how you like the coaching so far?
Great. Getting used to the players.
What players?
Coaching basketball.
Yeah, keeps me busy, keeps my mind off other things, you know. I spend a lot of time hurting myself. I made a lot of bad decisions. I had a lot of regrets. Hands on the line, I want you taking that shot. Why is that so hard for you to believe?
What?
That you're the best player on the team.
You're suffering. I just want you to be happy again, but you gotta want it too.
Well, I know about it, darling, I've been standing here.
Keep pressing, trapping, taking charges. You guys earn this tonight.
Got 85% on the tomato meter, which says something, because they're pretty tough Rotten Tomatoes on movies. So they liked it. If they take the aggregate of what people are saying, that's pretty darn good. And Ben Affleck plays this character who had everything going for him, a basketball phenom, could have really punched his ticket to whatever college or even the pros. That's the premise of the movie. But he walked away from the game forfeiting it all, And so the glory days are behind, and now he gets the chance to take back his life when he's asked to coach a struggling basketball team at his alma mater. He accepts it, and then it's all about the growth between him and the boys on this basketball team. So it's a sports movie, and sports movies can be risky as to whether or not they fly, but this one has a chance, I think, to do okay. It certainly would do well in streaming. It looks like it's got a great premise to it. So if you don't see it on the big screen, keep it in mind for when it goes to the small screen at your house and you can stream it, because I think it looks clever and it has that great message. And I'm going to say, I bet I'll watch it, I'll stream it. I bet it'll do pretty well in streaming and maybe in the theaters too. Then we go to our favorite animation. If you have kids, you know all about animation, or grandkids, or maybe you're just an animation freak yourself. And this one is called Onward.
In times of old, the world was full of wonder and magic.
But
times change.
I'm a mighty warrior!
Morning, Mom!
Hey, birthday boy!
By the laws of yore, I must dub thee a man today. Kneel before me.
That's okay.
I have a gift from your dad.
He just said to give you this when you were both over 16.
No way!
It's a wizard staff. Dad was a wizard.
What? Your dad was an accountant.
This spell brings him back. For one whole day, Dad will be back.
What?
Back, like back to life? That's not possible.
It is with this.
I'm gonna meet Dad.
Oh, what did I do? Hi.
We only have 24 hours to bring the rest of him back.
Until then, ta-da!
Oh, that's great! Dad, you look just like I remember.
You got a problem, Shane?
We'll grow with it. Elbows up.
That's quite a focus here.
It worked. The can is huge. And the van is huge. And you're... Oh, no.
All right, so Onward, two teenage elf brothers, Ian and Barley Lightfoot, you gotta like that name, clever, on that epic journey to discover if there's still a little magic left out there in order to spend one last day with their father who died when they were too young to remember. Rotten Tomatoes also like this, 85%. So I'm gonna say this one from Pixar probably does pretty good. I think kids would be drawn to it. And if not on the big screen, once again, this is going to be one that's going to do well in streaming. Music means that I got to get off the stage for this hour anyway. Thanks to all of you for listening. Make it count, everybody.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.